We turn the calendars, but the weather not changing much. Record and unseasonable warmth to continue. Coming off a record-breaking last day of February, the high yesterday of 87 tied the record high. But more significantly, a remarkably warm overnight low of 72 degrees. That's a record high low temperature, not only for the day, but for the entire month of February, breaking the previous record of 70 degrees set on February 22nd of 1961. So it goes down as one of the warmest Februarys on record, and the most 80-degree days in the month of February. And March now is going to start out with record or near-record temperatures as well. Breezy, warm, and we continue to get more and more concerned about the escalating wildfire danger. We've been in decent shape so far, but I'll tell you what, things are drying out in a hurry, and with the wind and the dry air and the warm temperatures, it is something to be concerned about, so be extra careful. And of course, there are permanent burn bans in Duval County. Not allowed to do any outdoor burning, and that's maybe instituted in other counties around Northeast Florida, depending on locations. There are some others that are that don't allow any outdoor burning as well. But in any case, need to be extra careful. Otherwise, it is nice. The oak pollen is still blowing through the air. Of course, we've got at least two, if not three, more weeks of high oak pollen counts, and then that'll settle down. Temperatures today should top out around 87. The record is 88, so we'll be right in that vicinity set in 2017. Tomorrow, up to 88, would tie the record high set back in 1997, and Friday looks to be sort of the pinnacle of the heat this week. With temperatures soaring to near 90, the record is 88, set in 2012. We'll also have especially windy conditions on Friday. So while winds will be breezy the next couple of days, 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, Friday the winds look to be 15 to 30 miles per hour, but gusts may reach 40 miles per hour. So that's a particularly dangerous day when it comes to our wildfire danger. Luckily, a cool front moves in on Saturday. The timing's not great yet. It's the weekend, but we need the rain. Right now, it still doesn't look like a lot of rain would hope for maybe a half inch, which isn't much, but we'll take what we can get. But there are indications that this may not even be as wet as that. We'll see. But at least some showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Saturday, and so cooler air with temperatures in the 70s. Pretty decent for the Gate River run, really, temperature-wise, especially for the runners. It'll be warmer than they'd wish for, but not as warm as the next few days are going to be. And there will be the threat for a few showers as early as the morning on Saturday, with temperatures generally in the upper 60s to low 70s during the run. And then the front does look to be clearing the area Saturday night, and that'll set us up for a really nice end to the weekend on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. It'll be cooler and less humid. Having said that, we still reach the mid-70s, which will be several degrees above average. And as I mentioned, we turn the calendars today, of course, to March. So our average low and high temperature today, 48 and 72, respectively. By the end of the month, the average low is up to 53, the average high up to 77 degrees. Of course, we've been above those numbers for the last 2 weeks of February. We average 3.29 inches of rain. It is typically the beginning of our wildfire season. We'll, again, take any moisture we could possibly get. We have not had significant rain now. It'll be 3 weeks on Saturday. And sunrise this morning at 6:52 a.m. sets this evening at 6:25. By the end of the month, sunrise is at 7:17 a.m., sunset at 7:44 p.m. Remember, we spring forward 1 hour a week from Sunday. We gain 55 minutes of daylight over the next 4 weeks during the month of March. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.